John, were you unlucky?
Yeah, I think for large parts of the game we played well, and it was a sloppy piece of play from us that has ultimately cost us the game. And it's out of character. It's not something that happens very often, but at this level you get punished.
In general play, I think everybody would have to agree that across the two games, Wolves were the equal of Manchester United, weren't they?
Well, I think for the first game we were superior, and even tonight I thought we created the better chances. You know, they had a game plan obviously in the first half which was working in their favour, the ball's over the top, but we addressed that at half time and managed to stop that threat, and it was hard to see where their threat would come from after that.
The team had much chance yet to digest the goal that you had that didn't stand, because it was yet another one, and it's not the first of late, where to the naked eye it looked perfectly good.
Yeah, and to the referee it's looked good because he hasn't made the decision. So I've just said it in another interview, it's a rule where, fair enough, they brought VAR in. I'm not a fan, I've never had been a fan, I didn't want it in the first place. I think goal line technology is black and white, clears everything up. But if you're going to bring VAR in, don't then make it even more complicated by bringing a rule like the handball rule in, because it just asks for trouble. And we've seen it time and time again this year. We've had it two or three times where it's cost us. And, you know, I think it's something that they need to address. But unfortunately, I think with the what's it called, PGMO or whatever it is, the match officials, you know, I think there's a stubbornness there to say that, no, this is the rule, it's black and white, when it clearly isn't, because there's so many grey areas. And it's just not helping the game. It's not helping the enjoyment of the game, and it's going to cause something very unpleasant soon enough.
Increasingly, players seem to be speaking with one voice here. No, not just yourself, and not just within this club.
No, and I think it's absolutely spot on. And I think, like I've just said there, if you're going to do something like VAR, do that and see how that goes first. Don't then change two, three, four other rules to try and. Well, you're just tripping over yourself trying to make rules, and you know there's nothing wrong with the rule. We've been done a couple of times now, and it's just so frustrating. And even the offside rule, you know, I always thought the offside rule was you gain an unfair advantage. Look at the amount of decisions that have been, which are 2 millimetres, you know, and they seem to be proud of it. You can't be proud of that. You're ruining the game. It's as simple as that. And you know, it's football's a game built on passion, and it's also a game built on human error. We made errors tonight and we got punished for it, you know. So managers make tactical errors, substitutions, decisions, whatever. Referees should be held accountable for the decisions they make, you know, and they're man enough and they've been in the game long enough and understand the role. But again, they seem to want protection, or seem to be given the protection. And I think once you start doing that, you take away the actual decision-making process of it.